And we have a special guest on the phone today. His name is Ross Heyer. Hello, Ross. How are you?
Fine. Appreciate it. Here it is, almost Thanksgiving time and our first snow of the year, so pretty easy on a lot of stuff outside.
There you go. Well, I'm a nosy guy, Ross. That's my job here. So let's talk about you. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the small town of Jackson, Minnesota, down just north of Spirit Lake, Iowa.
That's way down there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, on Highway 71. So
okay.
I did my undergrad at U of M St. Paul, and then I went to New Mexico State in Las Cruces, got a graduate degree in wildlife management, and ended up in Bemidji for quite a few years, and then I've been in Crookston since 1988.
Now, you were involved with the DNR.
Yeah, I'm in my 35th year in the section of wildlife. So.
Oh, you're still working.
A lot. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, do you see an end in sight?
Yeah, it's coming in a few weeks, actually.
Oh, really? Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Comes with mixed emotions.
Well, I imagine you love your work in the DNR. And again, for those who don't know what that is, that would be defined as what? What is the DNR?
Well, the Department of Natural Resources, it is the biggest agency in Minnesota, I do believe, and we're within the Division of Fish and Wildlife.
Okay.
And I'm in the section of wildlife, and we basically, out on the prairie here, we have wildlife management areas that we oversee and work on habitat on.
And I imagine that what we'll talk about next ties to your work, and maybe it goes back in time to when you were a younger man and a boy. Your love of wildlife, does that go way back?
I knew what I wanted to do when I was 7 years old. It's a hard ship to jump onto, but if you're lucky enough to, it's a great career. And, of course, I'm still enamored by nature every second of the day. I mean, it's a free gift to everybody if they're willing to look around. Just for example, when I walk back and forth to work every day, the Canada geese that stage in Crookston go out to field feed and come right over my head. And you know, is it monumental? I don't know, but is it beautiful? Certainly.
Yeah, I use the word awesome in looking at a flock of Canadian geese or a sunset or wildlife. Now, in your role with the DNR, what exactly do you do, Ross?
I am the area wildlife manager, so I oversee about 57 wildlife areas comprising about 28,000 acres here in Polk and Red Lake counties. And you know, we do a lot of habitat work. We do a lot of season management so people can get out and enjoy hunting or walking or flower viewing or what have you.
Okay. When we talk about wildlife, that's a pretty broad term, isn't it? What is wildlife?
Well, that's for sure. Most people think wildlife, they think of, you know, big game species like moose and white-tailed deer. But as we're finding out in society, even the smallest creatures like honeybees and things comprise the giant circle of wildlife, which we're inside also and can be impacted by what happens to other creatures.
And in your work over 30-plus years, I'm sure you've seen how they're interdependent upon each other, too.
Every day, I mean, you know, one of the joys of spring is when the bobolinks return from their far trip to Argentina, a little grassland blackbird that, you know, most people don't know exists, but when a prairie gets plowed under or, you know, gets converted to a parking lot or whatever, I mean, those little guys cease to exist. You often hear people say, well, they just go somewhere else. Well, that's like humans going to another area and trying to fit in. You know, it doesn't work that well.
Well, you mentioned distance there, and that's why I use the word awesome. When you have waterfowl or birds flying from Argentina up to our area, that's a long way.
Well, such a tiny creature.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's beyond belief. You know, like the monarch migration. How can we ever explain that?
Well, let's tie this now to what you have done outside of work, and that is you're an artist. What kind of artist are you?
I do a lot of things, but I love watercolors.
Okay.
I've dabbled in them since I was probably 10 and actually have a few pieces that my mother saved, you know, as mothers do, but pretty primitive back then, and I'm not sure I've improved that much, but I do love the spontaneity of wet paper and a wet-loaded brush of pigment, and then also detail work on top of that, and it tends to be landscape-based or nature-based, that's for sure.
When you go to the canvas now, Ross, do you have something in mind usually, or is it just like I'm here and your imagination starts up?
you know, some commissions will come to me in 5 hours, and I'll do them within a week, and others might linger for several years.
Yeah.
Until the idea gels in my head and, you know, comes out from my brain onto the paper, I guess.
How many works have you produced in your lifetime? Any guess?
Oh, I probably average 60 paintings a year, so.
Wow.
I've done hundreds and hundreds, I guess. There's a few people in the upper Midwest here that have a lot of my art in their house. Certain ones that you feel you've stepped up a notch on your control of your paints and how the washes flowed together.
Now, this question ties to you. Now, you're an artist and a very good one. Apparently, you've created many, many works of images of wildlife for many people, brought a lot of satisfaction and joy to these people. What does your work bring to you?
You know, I think every human has something to offer that is inside them, and my creative juices ebb and flow, and when they're flowing, it's just an ability to take a concept that is so ridiculously complex, that of nature, just say a butterfly, for example. Well, that butterfly wing is made up of tiny scales, which we see as different colors, and but for us to even think that we could, you know, create such a thing is such arrogance to me. And for me to be able to just put on paper some vision that mimics that creature is an amazing gift that I've inherited from somewhere.
Ross, you sound very connected, and that's a word I don't use very often with people. You sound very connected. You know who you are, you're grounded, and you're connected. Am I close on that?
Well, I think so. It comes from my parents, my siblings, my wife, my dogs, and just, you know, being lucky enough to be on this planet.
I want to mention before you go, your work is on display at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks.
There's 5 Crookston artists there that they have in the gallery, and I've got several individual fish paintings, orange-spotted sunfish and golden shiner, which are kind of just images on white paper, highly detailed paintings, and I've got some looser paintings. One, just an evening marsh scene with distant ducks flying across a pink, you know, kind of a stormy marsh. And then one called Sunbathing with Susan, which is a monarch. You're looking straight down from above as a human would see into a patch of black-eyed Susans, hence Sunbathing with Susan, with a male monarch perched on one of them in the full sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's kind of got a lot of soft washes, and, you know, the monarch is, I guess, fairly realistic.
Well, despite the restrictions of radio, you've painted us a picture of what you do, and that's important. And to see it up close and personal, stop on by the Artist Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Center, and Ross's work is on display right now. My guest again, Ross Heyer, and he's with the DNR of Minnesota. For a very short time, he'll be retiring. And I have to ask you, Ross, when you retire now in a couple of weeks, will you paint more?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll get back to making, working wooden duck decoys and things like that.
Yeah.
I think
good.
I'll stay plenty busy.
Well, Ross, again, it's been a real joy talking with you. Thank you so much, and thank you for conveying a very important part of your life to our listeners.
Well, thank you. The pleasure's been mine.